Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. I got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going well. How about for you?
Doing well, although I was a little frustrated today. I did have to wear jeans. it is becoming jean weather. I know the first day of fall is tomorrow, but Wisconsin likes to get an early start on these things sometimes.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely more jeans, hoodies type weather here coming in. Yeah, looks like we're still going to stay with our mix of clouds and sun developing later today. Still nice and sunny start out there. Or a few more clouds start to build up here as we get later midday afternoon. Highs about 67, northwest winds 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing skies 43, and then a mix of clouds and sun. Thursday, a little cooler yet tomorrow, about 60 for that high. North winds 10 to 15. 39, partly cloudy Thursday night, partly sunny Friday, low 60s. And then clouding up on Friday night with some chances for showers heading in late, low at 47. Still seeing some shower activity possible Saturday. Cloudy and 66 otherwise. Shower chances Saturday night, 50. A few more showers could build in Sunday. Otherwise, more clouds and sun, 63. 62 on Monday, turning partly sunny. And back around 60 on Tuesday. So pretty consistent with these cool temps here all the way into next week looking ahead.
Always appreciate the time, Paul. Thanks so much. You have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
You bet. Thanks, you too.
And, again, thank you to Paul and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. It is the first day of fall tomorrow, something to keep in mind.
I totally forgot.
Melissa and I, it is Mel and I tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get into some random facts about fall and some of the first days of fall.
Yeah, stuff. Very nice.
Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
I know we live in a pretty happy state. Let's talk about that right now. An annual study found the happiest states in the U.S.
Okay.
All 50 states were ranked based on 30 different metrics.
Wow.
I like when they have the multiple I like when they have more than like 10 metrics.
Yeah,
or
that's cool. That's neat.
Emotional and physical health, career satisfaction, unemployment, life expectancy, depression, sleep, weather, all of the above. So these are the things that were along with some other stuff.
Yeah.
The 10 happiest states in the U.S., with all this being said, are... Well, Hawaii is number one.
Gee, that's shocking.
I like they use all these factors, and we could have all guessed who the number one was.
Isn't
anyway.
That funny?
Yeah. Maryland, number two. Wouldn't have guessed that.
Wow.
And I definitely wouldn't have guessed your home roots being number three, Minnesota.
I would have guessed that. Yeah. Little slice of heaven. No, I'm just kidding.
So Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, Utah, and New Jersey ranked the top five.
Oh, look at New Jersey.
Look at New Jersey. New Jersey, who never gets any respect, no. Even from fellow New Jerseyans.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's good.
Idaho next. Idaho at number six.
That actually makes sense to me. Mm. Idaho's kind of a cool state.
California in there, followed by Illinois, Nebraska, and Connecticut.
Wow, that's all over the place. My goodness.
Yeah, and I don't really know I don't see a pattern there.
No, not really.
It's usually
not
a pattern with these things.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 least happy states are West Virginia, Louisiana, Arkansas, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Tennessee, New Mexico, and Missouri.
Hmm. I do see a pattern with that one.
Yep. Yeah, and it's one that we see too often when it comes to these kind of lists. Our southern states are hurting.
Yes.
There's no getting around that.
The only odd one in there is New Mexico. I'm kind of surprised by New Mexico being in there.
I wonder if that has a little bit to do with the issues they've had with their neighboring states. Mm. I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
That could be. That could be.
Hmm. That is a more interesting list to me than the happiest part of the list.
Yeah,
The happy part is interesting just because of some of the outliers that you wouldn't maybe think of, some of us wouldn't have, and the fact that there is not really a real theme there.
No, like, there's not. California is on the list, which was, again, a little bit surprising to me, but yeah.
The 10 least, though, that one is one that I think we should all as a country be looking at.
I agree.
Especially when you look at the southern states. Mm-hmm. Things are rough.
Yes. And I mean, think about what just happened in Jackson.
Yeah.
Or still happening in Jackson. Let's be honest here. I mean, yeah. And there's reasons for this. Mm-hmm. This did not happen in a vacuum, people.
No.
There's a reason that these things are happening where they're happening. Okay. So take a look. See what it's all about.
take a look. And while you're looking at those things, take a look at the political spectrum. Take a look at who is in the pockets of those politicians and you know, why things are going the way they are.
That'll give you a lot of answers.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I want to see where Wisconsin is on this list. Wisconsin just cracked right outside the top 20, 21st for Wisconsin, right behind North Carolina, Georgia.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Well, Wisconsin's there.
So Wisconsin, right in the, not in the middle, a little better.
A little bit higher than that, yeah.
A little higher than the middle.
Yeah.
Emotional well-being, as far as that goes, Wisconsin ranked in the 20th out of 50 states.
Okay.
As far as work environment, Wisconsin ended up ranking 16th out of 50.
Not bad.
And community and environment, Wisconsin ended up ranking 37th. So that was the one that probably brought their average down.
Wow, that's quite a drop. Interesting.
But still, you know, in the middle, and I don't know. I've always considered Wisconsin, if I had to say if this was a happy or a non-happy state, I would easily say it's a happy state.
It seems to be a more happy state. And I think that does bear it out. Maybe not as happy as some, but yeah. I think so.
Well, again, especially because I think perspective is incredibly important in life. Perspective can be one of your greatest allies.
Yep.
You compare how we are to, we're ranked 21st. Looking in just a little bit south of us and everything, where you got Arkansas at 48, you got Missouri at 41, you've got Louisiana down there at 49.
It
could be worse.
Yep.
Could be a lot worse. And we're very fortunate that we have as much as we do have going on positively in this state.
That's right.
This is a that ain't right story.
Oh, okay.
Like,
throw it out there.
It's early to do one, but I got to get this out of the way because I heard this story last night on the news.
All right.
And it boggled my mind. And that is not easy to do. Earlier this year, there was a TikTok health trend called the Sleepy Chicken Challenge, where people were supposedly boiling chicken in NyQuil. What? Some people claimed it could be a cure for a cold. For most of us, common sense immediately flagged that as an obvious no. No. Why? Why, my fellow human beings? Why? You wonder why aliens haven't come by yet? They see stories like this. Hey, we should go check out Earth. You know, we've always meant to check out Earth. Why don't we? I hear it's nice this time of year. Let's go check out Earth. Wait, what are they up to? Sleepy Chicken Challenge. What is this? Yep. They're putting NyQuil and chicken. They're cooking. You know what? No. I'm going to wait a year.
Yeah.
Let this city. It was one thing with the Tide Pod stuff. Now this? No. I'm not going to check that out.
Because of that, you know, alien contact has been put off for many, many years. We keep doing stuff like this.
If I'm an alien and I see this along with the political spectrum, I ain't coming here.
They're not coming
in. Checking
these guys
out.
Are nuts.
No. I got no interest in that. The FDA says boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in unpredictable ways because it's fire. It's what it does. It tells you what
things.
It does.
Yeah.
And even if you don't eat it, simply cooking it can wreak havoc on your lungs because you're inhaling the vapors.
Wow.
Nobody's going to call me a smart person. Nobody's going to say that, James, he's brilliant. You're never going to hear that. But even I have enough common sense to realize.
So the interesting part for me is, why is the chicken involved at all? Isn't NyQuil supposed to help you feel better during a cold? That's what its job is, right?
Well, they messed up too. They're using the wrong bird. They should be using turkey.
That would be the, you know.
Turkey's got the itis in it.
It
knocks you out anyway. You don't even need the NyQuil.
That's right.
You don't have to even chill it. You just make some turkey.
To be fair to chickens, they do actually have tryptophan as well, but not as much as turkeys do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting.
Not NyQuil. Stop that.
Yes.
Stop it.
The FDA's report seemed to be a broader warning to parents about the serious danger of social media trends, which can cause harm and even kill people.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear if people are actually still doing the sleepy chicken nonsense or if it's mostly died out.
I hope so.
So, again, to call myself out a little bit here, I make fun of these things,
yeah.
And I cannot wrap my mind around young people doing these things, the Tide Pod Challenge or any of that stuff.
I don't understand it.
It makes no sense to me. I am also the kid that when I was young and living in Chicago, one of the things we would do was jumping from high-rise to high-rise.
Oh, goodness.
we did this and we didn't think twice about it. And we had our reasons, and I'm not going to get into depth on that.
Yeah.
But we did this and we did not think much of it. I'm probably like 19, 20 years old, and I'm back in my own neighborhood, and I'm joking with some friends and everything, and we're talking, and I'm looking up at the high rise that I'm leaning against, and it's right next to another one, and I'm seeing the distance, and I'm 6'1", mm-hmm. and I barely like touch if I laid flat out. I'm insane. My friends were insane. We do insane things when we're young.
We do.
It's very easy for us to judge. It's very easy for us to just point the finger, don't do that, that's bad.
Right.
How many of us as youth listened to that? How many of us, when we were told those kind of things, did we actually listen? Or did we, I should say this, maybe we listened, but how much of it registered? Did we really learn anything? Or
were we
just doing something so we wouldn't get in trouble?
That's a good point.
There's a difference between those things.
Yeah.
You just ground your kid. You just yell at your kid. They're not going to learn anything. Okay, I shouldn't do that. When all their brain and their emotions and their hormones are telling them, fight the man, fight against the norms, rebel. It's what literally every single teenager does. Maybe they do it big, maybe they do it small, but every teenager rebels in some way or another.
It's true. It's very true. Just don't do it where it might kill you, please.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I mean, you talk to them and you explain these things like, hey, there are ways to rebel. There are ways to, you know, do this and get in a healthier way.
Yeah.
Without... You could even do this as a parent in some ways by just having music you like, and the kids will go against it. They'll listen to the exact opposite music. That's a lot safer. It may be annoying, but it's a lot safer than the alternative.
That's a great, really good point. So stop complaining about your kids' music. That's basically what we're saying.
I think it's very easy, especially as parents. And I'm very lucky. My kids are in their 20s and all that and everything.
Right.
They're in charge of their own lives and mm-hmm. stuff. But... I feel for parents nowadays between this and social media. And,
oh, wow.
You know, when we were bullied in school, we had a sanctuary. We at least got to go home. And even though my dad would pick on me, it wasn't as bad. It was
all done in love, James.
Yes, yes. Nowadays, there's no escaping it. They go home and the social media is still there.
It's still there.
I don't know. I feel for and I have empathy for every parent out there in this day mm-hmm. and age. And then you add this stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
I know one of the only ways, because I don't know how my parents ever got through to me. I was the definition of a knucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
But I know when I heard them was when they talked to me, not when they yelled at me, not when they punished me, which they did. Mm-hmm. And they had plenty of cause to at times.
Right.
It's when you talk to your kids. You actually have a conversation right. with them.
And not because all they're concentrating on when you're yelling at them is that they're being yelled at. They're not necessarily hearing what you're saying. So...
You're going to have time to yell.
Yeah.
There's going to be a moment where you're going to just hang on to it. Just save that energy. You're going to have moments.
Have your times.
You don't have to look and fight for them. It's like this. I think maybe my favorite line in the history of Law and Order. There's an episode where Jack McCoy is giving his final, you know, mm-hmm. speech. And he's talking and he's saying how you don't have to make up heroes. We've got them already.
Mm.
We've got firemen, police officers, teachers. We've got heroes all around us. We don't have to, you know, create them. They are actually there.
Right.
We don't have to fake this stuff. We have veterans. We have soldiers. We have people in our everyday lives that we come across.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to make them up. You know, you don't have to prop people, these fake people up and act like they're something that they're not.
Right.
Which we see a lot of this time of year.
We do.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. It's kind of fitting, this one for us.
It's perfect.
A little 8-bit happy birthday for you. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu with the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And it's time to treat yourself because Misty's is open 6 to 2 right now, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And we want to wish a great day and a great month to our friends at Allman Construction.
Mm-hmm.
They are celebrating 40 years of construction excellence this September. They are proud to be serving the Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. Be sure to like their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. They they are posting a bunch of stuff for their anniversary. Check out their page. It's a really fun support local. And if you'd like to see some of their great work, you can bop around town here, and there's plenty of it.
All over.
Including our own building.
Yeah.
Stop by the studios here and check out the great work that they have done.
Let's come on down. We love to show it off.
I will never forget how patient those people were with Marcus and I. They're great people. Really good people.
I don't know how many radio studios they ever made. That might have been part of it. It might have been a little, whoa, that's new.
Yeah, they were. There was some fun about it, too.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the things I meant to mention yesterday about them.
Oh.
Fun people. Really fun people to work with.
Very good to work with, yes.
It's one thing to be able to know that they're people you can count on. They're going to get the job done. They're going to get it done on time. They're going to do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of nice to work with people that you have fun creatively working with.
Yeah.
That's always fun, too. Big good morning and a happy anniversary to our friends at Altman Construction. We have one name on the list today. We have, this is great. So I got this birthday last night from one of our listeners. So we didn't have any on the list otherwise. And Pam put here in parentheses, need someone for today. We have 20 entries for 20 days so far. So we have 21 for 21 now.
Oh,
we made
nice.
We just barely made it, but we made it.
And
we can thank whoever sent us the name to celebrate the birthday of Jamie Bear.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Jamie, enjoy your day. That
yes.
is a great name.
Yes.
Jamie Bear.
Bear.
That's a great name. That's good. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know if Jamie is a man or a woman, but either way, great name. Like that man or woman, that's a name.
That's just a cool name.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Bear here. That's a great name. It's good. Have a great day, Jamie. Enjoy your day. And thank you to whoever sent us this birthday or anniversary. We want more of them, everybody. Get them to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR. You can go ahead and like our Facebook page and send them to us that way. Direct message us your birthdays and anniversaries.
That's right.
Morse code, smoke signals.
We'll take it.
Never need. Let's take a look at our celebrity list right now.
Okay.
And we can't be doing the job we're doing and not send a happy birthday to Quad City's own Greg Dwyer. Dwyer and Michaels, one of the more popular radio TV shows out there and people that have been doing it a long time.
Yes, yes. Very good.
Christian Serratos is 32. She was Rosita on The Walking Dead. She's also Selena on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
She's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. Let's see here. Speaking of The Walking Dead, Maggie Grace from Fear of the Walking Dead. She's Athena on there. She was Shannon on Lost. That's where I knew her more from.
Okay.
And she was Liam Neeson's daughter in the Taken movies.
Oh, wow.
That kid just kept getting taken. That just
she learned at some point. I just realized that several days in a row now, we've had Walking Dead alumni having birthdays. They're all clumped together.
Well, here's the thing. They've got like three of those
right now,
shows now. And when they keep killing people off every 5 seconds.
You got a chance, man.
They're going to have a billion actors on that show.
Yeah, it's coming up. You're going to be next.
I want to be one of the people killed off on The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Seems like a great gig. Seems good. Nicole Richie is 41. Reality star, Lionel Richie's daughter. I don't know much else about her. I'm sorry.
She's Lionel Richie's daughter. Yeah, you can stop right there, actually.
I kind of feel like that.
Yeah.
Liam Gallagher is 50.
Wow.
Oasis singer, songwriter.
Mm. Yep.
Wonderwall, Champagne Supernova. And Liam Gallagher's ego can't fit in the United Kingdom. Can't even fit in the United Kingdom.
No.
Still has a gigantic ego. Still believes that Oasis is better than the Beatles.
Ugh.
They gave him a chance to kind of take it back.
Come on, take it back,
he
Liam.
He just doubled down.
No. Have you ever read your own lyrics, Liam? Have you read your lyrics?
I mean,
come on.
I mean, Oasis doesn't even crack the top like 100 English bands, let alone like the beat, like the compared to the
they,
Beatles.
They had their moment. They're not a bad. I like their music,
yeah.
But it's you're right. They're not like no, sorry.
I mean, there are generations Coldplay.
Yeah.
Like they were Coldplay before Coldplay. There's nothing wrong with the music.
That was kind of a low blow. James.
It kind of wasn't. It wasn't intended to be. It really wasn't. Because I don't have anything necessarily against these bands.
Right, exactly.
They're not on my playlist.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't have anything against them, but they are kind of like, you know, I mean, it's pop.
It's just regular pop music. Yeah.
Didn't really, nothing that's blowing me away or anything like that. Luke Wilson is 51. Owen Wilson's brother and Pat Dugan on Stargirl. He starred in Idiocracy. He was in the love interest in Legally Blonde. Played NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in the movie Concussion. I really If you are a fan of the Wilsons, watch the movie Bottle Rocket. It was both of their first movies. I believe they wrote it together, Owen and Luke Wilson.
Okay, yeah.
And it's still some of the best acting I've seen Luke do. I think Luke is the really talented one in the mm-hmm. between them. But Owen has shown me a lot in the last couple of years.
He's really grown as an actor, yeah.
He's really grown and become full-formed. And mm-hmm. his work in Loki really blew me away. I did
really
not
good.
Expect to like him about it. And he was great in that. Yeah, there's a couple of movies I can mention with them. Go ahead.
At the beginning of his career, Luke Wilson was also in a pretty classic episode of The X-Files as a guest star.
Really?
He played a sheriff that kind of made Scully swoon a little bit. It was kind of funny. It's more of a humorous episode, but it's a good one.
Huh. I could see that.
Yeah.
How do I not remember that episode?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I saw all of the
The X-Files?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm 90% sure I did.
Yeah. I can't remember which episode it is, but it's a good one.
Oh, this is the other thing I like about him. He was great in Old School, and he could do drama, comedy, all that stuff.
Very versatile, yeah.
Some of the best acting you'll ever see, whether it's Gene Hackman or Ben Stiller or him, The Royal Tenenbaums.
Mm.
Very underrated movie.
Very underrated movie.
Great movie. He's really good at that.
Who directed that? Anderson?
Yeah. Paul Thomas Anderson. Yep. Yeah. Ricky Lake is 54. Daytime talk show host.
Star of a couple of John Waters movies.
That's right. Yes. I knew.
She's very good in those, too.
I wanted to mention something about that. I was trying to think of how to word it. That's it.
John Waters.
The great, the wonderful Faith Hill is 55.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, see, on this list, I really don't like these Wise Brothers sometimes. They say the biggest hit about her is Tim McGraw. That might be a funny line. It does not give her the credit she deserves.
No.
That is an incredibly talented woman. And I like Tim McGraw. I think Tim McGraw is very talented.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the argument that she's the talented one in the relationship. And that's not saying anything against Tim McGraw. It's just giving some credit to Faith Hill, who is more than the Mrs. Tim McGraw.
Yeah, before they even got married. She had a very successful career. She's an excellent songwriter. I mean, come on. Really?
An incredible human being.
Yeah.
That was an incredible
human being.
She
doesn't need Tim McGraw to make her... Come on.
And I have a feeling that nobody would be shouting that louder than Tim McGraw.
I think you're right, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's their biggest fan.
He's like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Rob Morrow is 50. He, you know, from Numbers, and of course, very famous from Northern Exposure.
Yes.
I'll never forget, Rob Morrow was on The Daily Show. Jon Stewart was interviewing him, and you got a new daughter coming. Oh, well, what'd you name her? Two. We named her Two. So her name would be Two Morrow. And the look on Jon Stewart's face. I don't think I've ever seen him have that look. Dave Coulier is 63. Uncle Joey from Full House and Fuller House.
I have a bone to pick with. It's not his fault. It's not his fault, but we're doing like a kind of a deep dive here, but I got to get it off my chest, James.
Yes.
I got to get it off my chest. So the Ghostbusters cartoon show,
mm-hmm.
the first two seasons, Peter Venkman was voiced by Lorenzo Music, who was one of the best of the best, known mostly as the voice of Garfield.
Yes.
The cartoon before he passed. He was on he played Venkman because he sounds vaguely like Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray apparently didn't appreciate him sound being the character he created because it sounded too much like Garfield.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually they fired Lorenzo Music and they hired Dave Coulier to do the voice of Peter Venkman in the later seasons.
Wow.
Ironically, later on, Bill Murray would go to voice Garfield
in
a couple of movies. So take that, Bill Murray.
That's just as hilarious as celebrating his 72nd birthday day, Bill Murray.
Oh my. I had no clue.
I had no idea.
No idea.
That could not have worked out more funny.
That's crazy.
Chicago's own.
Yep.
Bill Murray's legacy is set.
Oh, yes.
Whether you're talking about as a comedian or his work on Saturday Night Live or as a comedic actor. I mean,
part owner of the St. Paul Saints. Big baseball fan.
Stripes, Groundhog Day. There are just so many movies we could mention, but I really have enjoyed his second half of his career and the Lost in Translation and the Life Aquatic and seeing him doing this drama stuff because he can do it. He's very good at it, and he deserves it.
He could always do it. He just never got a chance till later. That was the problem.
There's been some stuff that has come out about him recently, and there's some questions about that. But I will say that all things being said, one of my biggest influences, but hands down, because one of the things that I was appreciated about Bill Murray, he did all this with that face. And I'm not trying to be mean here.
Yeah.
But Bill Murray, nobody is going to say that Bill Murray is a typical Hollywood star.
Conventionally handsome is what you would say. Yeah, he's not that.
Not only did he come from my stomping grounds, but he had that. I, you know, no shocker here, no spoiler alert here. I got a face for radio. and seeing guys like him make it, let alone from my own neighborhood, really gave me a... You know, it was one thing to see John Cusack do that. Well, John Cusack's handsome.
Yeah, good looking guy. Know, yeah.
That part helped him a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it
does. He's very, very, very talented.
Yeah.
But you know, having the two.
It's Hollywood. It helps. It really does.
Seeing Bill Murray make it in the career he has had has been a very big help for people like me and seeing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some people, Jerry Bruckheimer is 79 today, the director and man behind CSI, Pirates of the Caribbean, the National Treasure movies.
Yeah, whatever.
Both Top Guns. Jerry Bruckheimer, unlike James Cameron, one of those guys, I actually would like to work with
you. You would like to work with Jerry Bruckheimer? Okay.
Because I love action movies.
Oh, well.
And I explosions.
He is the king of explosions. We got to give him that credit.
He has laughed at this joke, so it's not saying something that he won't laugh at.
But okay.
Anytime you can tell Jerry Bruckheimer doesn't have dialogue, explosion. Anytime he doesn't have dialogue for something.
He can't stand the quiet. He needs something to go.
They didn't. All those things that they mention are great. They didn't mention to me, I think my favorite of his, The Rock. With Sean Connery and Nick Cage.
I have to give you credit on that. I have to give you something on that one because The Rock is a very entertaining movie. The pairing of Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage, who knew that would work so well?
Yeah. I love that movie.
They have a great chemistry in that movie.
I'm not saying it's a great movie or
anything like that.
But if you just want an action movie, like, it's it. It gives you everything
you
want.
Sean Connery. You know, who doesn't want to see Sean Connery be like a bird?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Not just Sean Connery, but Sean Connery as a criminal. As a bad guy in a sense.
Yeah.
He doesn't play really a bad guy in it, but his character is a you know, criminal.
A con. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
Very different than James Bond.
Yes.
You know, it's anytime you get to see
Connery. No License to Kill. He had one before. He must have lost it. I don't know.
Yeah. That is one. Where did I put that? I thought I had it in my wallet.
Oh, I had it in the wash. Oh.
Mudpenny. Where did I? Some people no longer with us to wrap up our segment. The great Larry Hagman, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2012. J.R. Ewing.
Mm.
And while as great as that is, I'm a young kid watching The Tonight Show with my papa, and Larry Hagman's being interviewed by Johnny Carson. And I'm just watching because my nana and papa are big fans of Dallas, and they told me to watch this guy and everything. And Johnny's asking him, because Larry Hagman trained thespian. Just about every had done every Shakespeare role there was, pretty much. Had an IMDb, you know, a theater resume that you and I would kill for, Seth. Mm-hmm. Very well known in the areas that he was from for that.
Yep.
But he gets the star of Dallas. He's J.R. Ewing, and that's all he's known for. And he's walking across the street, and people are yelling it at him and everything.
Or being angry at him because he's so evil, right?
And he's typecast.
Yep.
And he is one of the earlier, I should say, 80s examples of the horrors of typecasting. Mm-hmm. Here's a fantastic actor that was not able to do any work because no casting director. Oh, everybody sees J.R.
Exactly.
Nobody, they didn't give him a chance, you know? Larry looks at Johnny, because Johnny asks him, he's like, well, how do you feel about this? You're going to be known your whole life as JR. You're never going to be able to really break that. I know he knew Larry. He knew what a great actor he was. And Larry looks at him, and he kind of laughs, and he's like, Johnny, I get paid to do what I love to do. They could put JR on my tombstone. I don't care. And that was huge to me as a kid.
Yeah.
That simple thing that he did right there taught me what matters to me. Is it, I want to have this incredible, amazing career where I do Shakespeare in the Park and I do the Othello and I do all these great roles? Or do I want to live? Do I want to make a living doing what I love to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because life is about compromise. Life is about fighting and scraping for your dreams and also realizing that what we dreamed of as a kid is great and all, but the greatest gift you can give yourself is realizing it's not about what you wanted to be, it's about who you were meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize who you were meant to be,
right,
that the bliss, the gift that is.
Right.
And all that came to me in just that little bit of that, just that little conversation he was having with Johnny Carson.
Wow.
I'll always be eternally thankful to Larry Hagman for that, because that was a big life lesson to me.
I want to give a shout out to Larry Hagman's performance. This is a brief role in Nixon.
Yeah.
He plays a Texas oil man, but he is so sinister in that one. It's not a big role. He just appears a couple of times. But man, what you were saying about him being a trained actor, he does. does it so well.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, JR is what, still to this day, one of the greatest villains in TV history.
Yeah, one of the great characters of television history. Yeah.
There's people who don't even know Dallas, but know that character,
exactly,
know that scene,
yes,
and stuff. It really says something. H.G. Wells, born in this day in 1866, passed away in 1946. One of the greatest authors of all time. I mean, really, you know, I don't know if you could say he created sci-fi, certainly, but he definitely perfected it.
Well, if you're looking at the two people that launched the ship, if you will, it's between him and Jules Verne. Those were the two guys that really made science fiction basically the basic structure of what it is today. They're the ones that kind of started the path, and then, of course, a bunch of other authors jumped on the wagon.
Jules should be mentioned.
Yes,
that's a good
Jules
reference.
Verne, yes.
But The Time Machine, The Invisible Man, War of the Worlds, The Island of Dr. Monroe, just...
What would Hollywood do without him? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, look at all the stories they used for his to make movies, right?
Yeah. And wrapping up, one of our favorites, Seth, Chuck Jones, born on this day in 1912, passed away in 2002. Really lived a very long life.
He did. Wow.
Legendary cartoonist, most famous. You know, he did a couple of characters, not too many. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Marvin the Martian, Pepe Le Pew. You know, just a couple.
Looney Tunes, what became Looney Tunes later, yes.
Those are the characters he drew and stuff, but he created Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Marvin the Martian, and Pepe Le Pew. Give credit where it's due. He created those characters.
Yes.
The others he you know, is famous for, but man.
Talk about someone who's famous, who doesn't know, even if you've never seen a Looney Tunes cartoon, you know what the Roadrunner and the Coyote are all about, right?
Yep.
Everybody knows. But how about influence? He's probably got more influence than any other person we mentioned today on the birthday.
It's a great word. That's true.
Yes.
One more time, I want to wish Jamie Bear a very happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Listen to Seth's news and head on over there. WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:44 on the clock. You have James and Seth here with you, and we are joined right now by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley, with us. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James and Seth.
Good morning.
How's it going over there, Phil?
Yeah, life is good. Doing good. How about you guys?
Going very good over here. Very good to hear that it's going well over there. What do you got for us today?
So the word of the week is assiduous.
Ooh.
Assiduous.
Assiduous. Ooh, good one.
A-S-S-I-D-U-O-U-S. It means showing great care and perseverance.
Okay.
Maybe a good example would be, from our world, the director was assiduous in pointing out every line that I read wrong during the play.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hits a little too close to home for some of us, Phil. That's a good
one. I haven't
been
as many places as you guys have, but it still brings back some... Raise the hair on the back of my neck. Don't call me.
That's a fun word, Phil.
At the end.
Yeah.
It's a fun word, and I know how much fun you guys have over there at Quality Plus Printing. How are things going?
Yeah, no, it's going really good. We're staying busy. We get some projects coming through yesterday. Again, we're blessed with a great client base that keeps growing.
Mm.
It just makes every day fun. It's never the same. And it's a mix of putting a product together and the marketing behind it and the design behind it and the work that goes on in the back room. It's just fun. It's fun to be a part of.
Always like to remind people, too, Phil, that you guys do a fantastic job with all the traditional printing items that are out there. But if there's something, you know, oddball-esque or something different, you guys are the guys to bring it to, because you love a challenge. You love those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. You know, and the good part about that, too, James, is we have some community partner businesses here in the Rapids area that if we think we can't put that together, and there's very few things we can't, but if we think we can't do it, we know people who can.
Wow.
Know? And they're our friends, you know, and we're in this community together to get things done and try to please our, you know, our local customers. Obviously, we want businesses to grow in this central Wisconsin area, and we're proud to help them in any way we can to do that, of course. And of course, when we do that and we do it right, we're helping our business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a perfect example of why you will never hear anybody say anything bad about Phil Hartley or the Hartleys in general. Like, that's Phil. That's him right there.
Yep.
He puts that into his business. He puts that into the people around him.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what we respect and love about you, Phil. I appreciate that. Thanks for saying that. And I hope we can see more of that out there.
Yes, please.
That's healthy.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, too, obviously. Just keep pounding on, and bringing out the good part of our community and letting people know what's going on. So much happening in this area, and we need to help each other out. And you guys are a big part of that, too. Hey, we got a new feature here in the lobby, too. You ever seen one of those Dunkin' birds?
Yeah.
I was a kid, and I was in the Coosa the other day, and it's a store called Beavers, right?
Beavers.
That crazy cool stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They don't advertise on you guys. I'm going to go lobby them to advertise.
Phil, I've been trying to do that for years over there. I hear you. Good luck. Man, do it, though. You might be able to do it. I don't think they were going to listen to me.
That's crazy cool stuff in that store.
It's a great store. That strip right there. They got some nice businesses in Nakusa in there.
You go back in time and you go in there.
It's great.
And they had me with one of these little Dunkin' Bird guys. He had it on display. I said, oh, my God. I can't even remember when I saw that last. But anyway, there's one in our lobby now, and we're having a little contest to name the bird.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I like it. I like that. All right. Oh, that's fun.
Everybody's out there. We put it out on Facebook, James. So if people check out our Facebook page, they'll see some pictures of the bird, and we're taking names in.
And be sure to do that. Quality Plus Printing, type it into your search bar in Facebook, like their page, follow along with it. While you're at it, type onto your search engine, qpprinting.com, and like that page, bookmark it. Keep up to date on it and up to date on all their social media. And if you haven't stopped by there in a while or at all, stop by over there, say hi to the gang, and see what they can do for you and your work and your business and your day-to-day life.
Yeah, we put a little Keurig in the lobby just to give people coffee when they come in.
I know. See, even better. Oh, wow.
Phil, we appreciate it.
I'm not saying it. No, take no business away from the coffee places, but
Right.
I think you're okay.
Hey,
some of those are our customers.
So. The coffee shops around here do an assiduous job. They really do.
they really do.
They are. I kind of forced that one.
It worked. It's okay. It worked.
Already looking forward to next Wednesday, Phil. Say hi to everybody over there for us. You have a great day.
I enjoy it every week, you guys. I love it so much. Thanks a lot.
We'll talk soon. Take care, Phil.
See you, Phil.
And be sure to join our friends over at Quality Post Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open until 4 most days. You can give them a call anytime at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Stop by and wish them a good morning from all of us.
Yes, indeed.
We will take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. To kick off the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give you a preview of our new show, Unlabeled, that Seth and I will be doing. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with that. And got some fun stuff to take us to the top of the hour. Before we get to all that, we wanted to get to a little information for our audience, Seth.
Yes, some closure notices happening today. There is going to be a closure on 17th Avenue South. They're repairing the railroad crossing there today. That is expected to go till about 3 o'clock, and there is going to be a detour in place. Northbound traffic will be detoured starting at the roundabout, and then they'll go west to Gaynor. They'll go north to 21st Avenue, and then east onto Chase, and then back onto 17th Avenue South. But like I said, that's only for today. That should be wrapping up later today at some point. We also have a trail closure. It's not the road. It's actually just a trail over on Wisconsin 73 in Nakusa. They're doing some repair work on that all this week and going into the beginning of next week. Now, keep in mind, they will be opening it up for the weekend. So it's not going to be closed all weekend long. That's the Saturday and Sunday. It'll be open because they're repaving with some asphalt, and they're replacing the guardrail on that. The road itself, the vehicular traffic is open the whole time. So don't worry about that. That will always be open, but they're just working on the trail on the side there.
Excellent.
And then later tonight, if you're looking for something to do,
and you will be,
you need some bingo. Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 will be offering their weekly bingo game. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Support the Elks because they do so much to support our community and all the great things they do. American Heroes Cafe, all the scholarships they offer young students going to college. Lots of great stuff. So go support them and have fun.
Support local.
That's right.
Get some bingo in you. Have some fun out there.
That's right.
We're going to talk a little Bad Bosses right now, and not the great movie Horrible Bosses. It's a great movie, one of my favorite comedies. If you've had a bad boss or got a bad boss or know a bad boss, you know how hard it can be. It can make a hard job all that much harder.
Yes.
But they probably don't know it. The boss might not know. So hopefully they are listening. Now we don't have to. I can do all this very nonchalantly because I love our bosses. I get along with ours, so I have no issues here. This is a fun one for me.
Yeah.
I have not been able to say that many times in my life. It's very, very few times in my life. I think many of us have been able to say that.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to be able to say that. Someone polled 2,000 workers and asked them to name the worst traits a boss can have. Mm. So here are some of them. They are selfish or take credit for your work.
Oh, that's the worst.
I will add to that the person that constantly has to be credited for every little thing that they do.
Yeah.
Like, if you're good at something, let others brag for you.
Yeah.
You don't need credit for every single little thing.
No.
It gets annoying. And
it is.
In the what you deserve credit for ends up getting, you know, kind of like shadowed. Because of your ego, because of those things.
Exactly. If you don't consider that, if you're constantly, you know, saying, well, I did this and this and this, when you actually do something really good, it's like, well, he's just talking again.
If you're good at something, people will notice.
They will.
Maybe they don't say it, but they notice.
They will notice.
And maybe that's more important. Maybe it also means something that you should say something from time to time.
When you're in radio, you find that out very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
People notice.
Yeah. They don't encourage people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's bad. Yeah.
I've had plenty of bosses that have told me that it is not their job to motivate me, and I completely agree with that. I agree with that part of it. But I'm not talking about motivating. I'm talking about keeping a person motivated, keeping those hard days, those long days. Mm-hmm. Encouragement costs nothing, can mean everything.
Yeah.
It literally costs you nothing. You don't have to add
to it.
You're not giving them a raise.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, giving them overtime.
Yeah.
You're giving them a compliment.
Right. And like you said, there's a difference between motivation and encouragement. Those are two different things.
And I will say this, and I'm saying just alone. This is just me saying this, but this doesn't just make you a bad boss. I wonder about you as a person. If you can't even compliment somebody,
yeah,
like how hard is it?
It's not.
I don't even care if you mean it. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, at this point in the game, like if you can't even do these things, fake it until you make it. I don't ever say that. You'll never hear me say that. But this is one topic I will, because God, it's not about you.
It's not.
It's about your work. It's about the job. It's about, you got a job to do.
Do you care about your job?
Part of your job as a boss is to encourage others, to keep the mood better.
The morale.
Whether you're in a factory or you're in a clerk at a gas station, I don't care where you're working, that is part of your job.
Mm-hmm.
You can fight me on it and say it isn't. But it is. It is. I mean, you can look up the literal definition of being a boss. It's in there. It's part of it. They're not organized. My God, yes. Dear God, yes.
Oh, man. What's worse than that? I mean, how are you expected to be organized when they're not, right?
I that's pretty low on the list. I think that needs to be a lot higher. there are certain jobs that can be the difference of you having not only a good day at work, but having a productive day at work.
Right.
And having a day where all you did was sit around. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's not just being a bad boss. It's
right.
Bad management. It's bad like work ethic.
Now, this could be taken a little too far. Our branch manager Chuck Gennaro, the wonderful Chuck Gennaro, was telling me a story about one of the many jobs he's worked, and they had a boss that was like, they had everything exactly like on their desk.
Oh yeah,
the same every time. Yeah. So they'd mess with him by moving things like two inches to the which is kind of funny.
I can picture Chuck doing that. They don't lead by example or have the same standards for themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all of these are just spot on. I mean, How are you expected to, you know, pay attention to what they say if they're not doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's no different than parenting when it comes to that.
You're right.
You know,
I say, not as I do.
They blame others, other people when things go wrong. Yes, 1,000 times.
Excuses.
I will never understand, let alone respect, be friends with, or vote for, or any of these things for somebody that cannot take accountability, that cannot own up to their mistakes.
Yep.
The person that has never done anything wrong. They never take the blame for literally anything. Every time that they speak, it is in defense of themselves or to blame somebody else, to point the finger. They never look at the three pointing back at them. I got no respect for anybody like that. None. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
They set unrealistic goals. They yell at people. Like, some of these are kind of the similar things.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are obviously very bad.
Yes.
Playing favorites. Yes.
Well, that's terrible.
That's very bad.
Oh, yes.
They're unapproachable.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those ones that can be difficult to see. Not as aware of and everything. I'm going to give a little grace to that one where, you know, you just might not be aware of it.
Yeah.
And they don't listen to you is the number one thing on this list. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It kind of connects with the first one you said, you know, taking others' ideas, because if maybe they are listening, but they're just doing it to steal.
Right.
Which is not good.
I'll say this. I think what we've experienced in the last couple of months is a very good example of how it can be done right. Because our new owners in Civic Media, Sage, Mike, the people we have met, everybody has been more coming here and being like, we want to collaborate. We want to work with you guys. How can we do that? How are you guys?
Yep.
Those kind of things.
Yep.
Instead of kind of coming in like, hey, this is what we're doing, you know, like it or don't, we don't care. This is what we're doing, which is what I'm used to in radio.
Which is usually the way it happens, right? Yeah.
And I'll say even our other owners, ownership, I should say, was similar to that.
Yeah.
Where wanted to work, wanted to create, wanted to, you know, not so much subtract as work with.
Right. And so approachable.
Yeah.
Our boss right now, Civic Media, the leader, there's very approachable. They will take your call no matter what.
Yeah, again, giving the same credit to the old ownership with Marcus and that. I've never had a more approachable boss than Marcus until, Mike and Sage and
the new guys.
Yeah. And all three of them are very equally all
very
approachable people.
Yep.
Very lucky to say that. And you'd never say that in this industry.
Never.
That is very rare. It's a different day in radio.
It is.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we're going to have some more fun right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.